I cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have heard. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He said, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. When there are still Christians giving bribe and taking bribe, you will never see the hand of the Lord. Don't say it does not matter. You want job. Somebody is saying, bring 250,000 and you are happy. Say it's like that. It's Nigeria, please. Don't bring any church thing here. Bring it, oh. Bring it, because you are the, don't try to dichotomize your life and say, this is my social life, this is my spiritual life. What is the meaning of that nonsense? In one of the revelations, the four living creatures were in one body. Four dimensions functioning in one body. We must be far from iniquity. It has been the ancient key to the presence and the power of God. And by the grace of God Almighty, we will not water it down in Koinonia. We will preach the full gospel. I will tell you the truth, the secrets that bring the glory and the presence of God. There are many of us, we watch all kinds of nonsense. We think it does not matter. Look at the way your mind is. You can't look at a beautiful lady and just go free. As soon as they are sharing the grace, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you feel like starting another service for yourself, because you have polluted your mind watching all kinds of nonsense. It's a culture. It's a sacrifice. Am I blessing you tonight? Oh yes, it's a sacrifice. There are many of us ladies, anybody, you can even be walking on the road, somebody will just park and say, enter. You say, really? Let me enter first and find. What sort of, don't you live by values? Everybody say values. Say it, shout it, values. As a kingdom citizen, never forget this. We live by values. You may see us jump around, but let me tell you, the love of God constrains us. Hallelujah. Sister, let people be able to look at your life and say, how can a beautiful lady like this not be loose? And you say, no, I may be beautiful, but I've given myself like a love slave to God. That I'm beautiful. You know, many brothers see our beautiful ladies. You know Koinonia has pretty ladies, right? Brothers, say amen. Amen. They are your wives too, so say amen. Amen. But listen to me now. The issue here is that before the transition between now and when they become your wives, you must mind yourself and discipline yourself and be a genuine Christian. Hallelujah. Brothers, let me give you a little secret. If you don't mind yourself with respect to ladies, I'm not talking of sleeping around ladies. Men that are overconscious about ladies never encounter the presence of God powerfully. I'm not talking of sleeping around. You are just thinking. It's still the same thing. You are stopping your mind from entering certain dimensions of the secret place. I'm not saying frown at any lady after corner and saying, I'm pressing into God. No, that's not what I'm saying. There are many of us, our own encumbrances is what I call carnality. What you wear. You can be thinking of what to wear for Koinonia from Saturday. Which one will I wear? Let me add, it's good. We believe in excellence, but be careful lest it corrupts your time. We believe in excellence, but let me tell you, it's better to wear bathroom slippers and come and focus and flog it out with destiny and change your life. Who cares whether you wear your Versace or Gucci? Thank God. But demons can bypass that Versace and oppress your life. And that's what we are trying to tackle in this place. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you take care of your spiritual life, then you can beautify your body. On the other hand, let me balance it. On the other hand, there are some of us that are careless about our bodies. We do not know that it's still part of spirituality. Right? What you wore yesterday, you just look at it, smell it, not very smelly. You just carry it and you're on your way to Koinonia. No. Be intentional about your coming here. Don't make it look like it's a mistake. Be intentional. Plan. These are all aspects of the kingdom. Let everything about your life, neatness, neatness, thoroughness. Some of us are very dirty. The way you are sitting down looking at me like this, your rooms, there are still plates that, all these things are, I'm just showing you how that your life must draw people. It will either draw people towards God or away from Him. And don't you say it does not matter. The Bible says, add to your faith virtue. The word virtue there is moral excellence. Say, I'm changing. Especially if you really are. Say it, I'm changing. Because some of you, as God is speaking to you, go back to your rooms and wash that plate this night. Wash it this night. Hallelujah. If I'm going to get married to this lady, I'm taking my revelation of God together with all the unrenewed liabilities that I have. I'm coming to say, bring your own. And let's wed in holy matrimony. The question is, are you going to be a blessing to your partner? Or the person will look at you and say, had I known? What deceived me? What didn't I see? Huh? Say, I'm a blessing. The Bible says, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Bless you. You must be a soul winner from today. Whatever you will do to bring souls to the kingdom, I say whatever in the positive way, right? Don't go and do all kinds of Babylonian things and say whatever, let souls be won. No, in the kingdom, the means is as important as the end. I've taught you, right? Because if you say, I am doing this and that so that souls will come, I allowed the man to go for weekend with me because I'm trying to win him. Between now and the next 1 month, he must be born again. No, that's not the kind of born again we're talking about. Praise the Lord. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. I become serious with my spiritual life. In the name of Jesus, I lay aside every weight and everything that corrupts my Christian testimony. Two more things I'll talk about, and then we'll pray and we'll be done. Hallelujah. I want to talk about two things I have seen across that stops many souls from coming to the kingdom. Number one is anger among believers. Write it. I don't know where this impartation of the spirit of anger flew and came from. There are many of your anger is not demons. The demons left since February miracle service, but the anger is still there. Anger, rage. It is an aspect of your Christian life you must blot out. You must blot out. Please write it. Anger. You can be as calm as a dove, but when you get angry, you can give it to anybody. There are some sisters right here in this place. You would have been married since, if only you address this issue. If you like, go to prophet, apostle, pastor, teacher. You must change that thing. There are some brothers here. You don't have friends. Say, I don't care. I'm in a world all by myself. You have beat everybody close to you because of anger. Your younger ones run away from you. There's nothing about your life that is pleasing because of anger. There are many pastors today. The anger and the rage they have, they can finish preaching. Even on stage, they can almost slap the other person. I said, sing tenor. What are you singing? And you are wondering. And then the guy turns and says, let's pray. And he's looking. I say, better go. Number two, immorality. Immorality. Let's bury this thing this night. Look at me. Look at me. Do not let anyone, please, Koinonia, my conscience must be clear before God and I must tell you, do not let anyone convince you that a life of immorality, you can be able to patch your Christian experience and patch immorality. I'm saying it now. You must hear me in Jesus' name. I'm telling you this from the depths of my heart. There are many of you, as I'm talking, even the Holy Spirit is saying, thank you, Jesus. Finally, I'm getting to, I'm not condemning you. I tell you, the number of believers, sir, the number of believers that are compromising on their Christian integrity, especially over the issue of immorality, this is probably one of the biggest reasons why many souls do not come to the kingdom. If you are involved in all those things, I love you, but you must stop this night in Jesus' name. Say amen, whether you are part of it or not. Say amen. Immorality is not just sleeping around. Hold on. So that you don't just say, thank God, me, I don't sleep around. Even God knows. Hold on. Pornography. Right now we have our Blackberries. It's amazing. You check Christian phones and see the kinds of things there. I will talk about it. Pornography. All kinds of other devilish things. And don't just blame the devil. The day your roommate sees you and says, ah, what is this with naked? They say, it's Satan. I'm even waiting for end of the month. No, don't mock God. Don't mock God. Don't make it look like you come for miracle service and say, Lord, I'm open. And then you receive that one. There are many of us, we are great men and women of God, but this is the setback in our lives. Right? Look, listen to me. This is Bethel, the place of bread. Huh? What I'm doing to you now is like a doctor giving a patient injection. You feel the pain, but that chloroquine must enter so that you will be healed. Immorality. Sisters, let me talk to you. You must create rules in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you have not been doing it, create rules. If you are in a relationship, talk about it. You are in a relationship with a lady. Part of the reasons why you are in a relationship with her is because you are physically attracted to her. Sit down and be saying, I'm a man of God, and you'll be very surprised. Warn yourself. Tell yourself, myself, behave. Receive grace from God. Create boundaries. Huh? I will tell you this. Don't think, oh, this is the law. Man, if this law is going to keep you focused and useful, so be it. So be it. Hallelujah. There are many of us. Study yourself, sister. You know you are very vulnerable. Huh? Don't go outside and say, I know he's just a pastor. It's been long since I washed his plate. Was the plate not washed? Was it not washed? Thank God for your generosity, but you must be careful. Anything you cannot do in the open is questionable. Are you getting what I'm saying? And many of us who are pastors here, we are the ones that are subject to the greatest attack. Hear me. Man of God, you accepted the call and you are careless with your life. You will be very surprised. If there is the call of God upon your life, guard your anointing. You see the way men embarrass themselves. You can fake healing. Deliverance is what will really show you whether you are all of that. You'll be casting out demons. Demons are just laughing and saying all kinds of things. It should never be so. We are going to pray, because I know that there are people affected in these areas. Are you getting my point? And trust me, if you think you need help, please see me for counseling. I am more than willing to help you. We are a family. Don't say, I'm a man of God, I'm struggling with masturbation or struggling with immorality, and I think it's an issue. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is nothing to be ashamed of. Because you see, spiritual things cannot be hidden for too long. They will find expression. Immorality is something we must work. I know God is helping us. We are young people, right? The TV, the media, all kinds of things. The challenge on the average young man right now is maybe 100 times more than it used to be 40, 50 years ago. I understand that, but it's still not an excuse. And please don't let anybody fool you that everybody is doing it. Huh? There are many of us that will tell you who is not doing it. No. Mm-mm. There are people who truly, truly have taken advantage of the grace of God and they love God sincerely. May you be one of such in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be one of such in the name of Jesus Christ. Make up your mind. And if you think you cannot hold yourself, start finding a wife quick. Quick. No. I'm very serious. I'm not playing games. The Bible says it. It is Bibles. I'm not saying you marry because... But the Bible says if peradventure in your quest to love God and you find out that you have prayed, you have fasted, you know that this one is not demons again, please marry. I'm telling you this. Marry. It is a biblical, I say, it doesn't change anything. Are you joking? Are you married to know whether it changes something or not? Just marry. Obey the Bible. Don't start arguing with scriptures. Anger. Immorality. Immorality. You have pastor friends or groups, sit together and talk about this. Talk about this in love. Don't condemn people. And you, when somebody comes to meet you and say, see, I find myself sleeping around. You say, I knew it. The way I've been looking at you, I know you are not straight. No. That ministry is not given to you because that's the issue. Listen, we're rounding up. That's the reason why many people are unable to open up, because they are afraid. They don't trust us men of God. They don't trust. Somebody comes and opens up and tells you, this is the challenge in my life. This is what I'm going through. They'll say, have you had? Forget everybody you see preaching on stage. Or people are dying in silence. The other person say, what are you talking about? I say, I will gist you. Something happened. No. As a minister, you are a steward. Don't betray people's trust on you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But please, I'm talking to you. This is an admonishment from the depths of my heart. You feel that there are issues compromising your Christian experience and you need help. By the grace of God, God has anointed us to be able to offer you help. And with Jesus' joy and with every open heart, it's a privilege. But don't sit down and die. You can fake it before men. But you see, it's a seed you are sowing. It's a seed you are sowing. We're going to pray. Just two prayer points. Rise up on your feet and we'll be done for tonight. Today's service was another dimension by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Listen.